WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, some Jersey residents are wondering why former Secretary of State Colin Powell died from complications caused by COVID, even though he was fully vaccinated. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the State Health Department points out the vaccines do boost antibody production, but General Powell was 84 years old and had a weakened immune system from blood cancer.
In general, the older you are, the more pre-existing conditions you are, the more likely you're going to have a bad outcome should you get a breakthrough case.
He adds the vaccines are highly effective and everyone who is vaccinated should get a booster shot as soon as possible. A 17-year-old boy has been fatally shot in Browns Mills Monday night. Prosecutors say a 17-year-old girl also shot and wounded but is expected to survive. Officers arriving on the scene at Snow Avenue found Malachi Trehearn lying in the doorway of a home where he was staying, dead at the scene. The girl had been shot in the chest, but she remains hospitalized in stable condition. No arrests have been made. If you have Easy Pass and the Easy Pass app, you should now have a better idea how much you're spending on tolls. Governor Murphy signed a law requiring the Port Authority to send push notifications through the app when an Easy Pass account is being charged. The legislation allows for 24 hours after the toll is paid. The owner of a Sussex County gym has lost her appeal of Governor Murphy's pandemic restrictions. NJ.com reports Darlene Palais sued the state, claiming she lost her business because of Murphy's restrictions. A lower court rejected her case. Now an appeals court has upheld the ruling. Palais closed her gym a year ago before capacity limits were lifted on gyms. A House committee tasked with investigating the January 6th Capitol riots is moving swiftly to hold at least one of Donald Trump's allies in contempt. The former president, however, is pushing back on the probe in a new lawsuit, aggressively trying to block the committee's work by directing former White House aide Steve Bannon not to answer questions in the probe. Lawmakers say they won't back down. For the past 6 years, a 14-year-old Lawrenceville boy has been making bow ties to help homeless dogs and cats get adopted. Sir Darius Brown is the founder of Bows and Paws. To date, he has made over 1,000 bow ties and has helped more than 1,500 animals get adopted. Brown says if the dogs and cats look dapper, they'll get noticed and hopefully find their forever homes faster.
It just catches their eye, pretty much.
Brown's collection of bow ties for sale can be found at SirDariusBrown.com. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to the ASPCA. A GoFundMe for donations has also been set up at Sir Darius Possum Mission. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com, click on podcast. Staying seasonal and cool today, warming up tomorrow. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Domenski and Doyle.
I just want to say I've been listening to you guys for 3 weeks, and I hope my boss not listening because I always leave work early so I can listen to you guys on the way home.
Oh, dude, that is such a nice compliment, man. Thank you.
Weekday afternoons, 2 till 7 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey 101.5, 11:04, time for New Jersey fast traffic.
On the New Jersey Turnpike northbound, the truck lane exit ramp on Route 78, exit 14, remains closed as they clean up from a tractor-trailer fire early this morning. Also, we have a report of a vehicle now flipped over on the northbound eastern spur, blocking the left lane north of Interchange 17E in Secaucus. Garden State Parkway construction work generating a 2.5-mile delay southbound at exit 144 at South Orange Avenue. Route 1 is still slow on the northbound side, coming into New Jersey from Pensee because of construction work up through Market Street. Also, Route 1 is slow northbound from Promenade Boulevard over to New Street. And in North Jersey, 208 still slow southbound from Goffle Road down to Maple Avenue and Fairlawn with construction. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 11:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Working tonight? Take Steve Travelese with you. The soundtrack of Second Shifters is New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. One change in today's forecast compared to yesterday. A shift in wind direction. Yesterday, that stiff breeze blew out of the northwest. Today, it'll shift to westerly. That's coming from a warmer air mass, so temperatures will end up a few degrees higher. It also turns off the lake effect machine, keeping skies bright and sunny and dry. High temperatures today reaching into the mid-60s, typical for this time of year. Tonight will not be as cold as last night. Partly cloudy, with lows in the lower to mid-50s. Warming up tomorrow, 70 to 75. Beautiful day with a few clouds and just a light breeze. Back to the mid-70s on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Brick 56, Scotch Plains 60, Edgewater Park 56.
New Jersey 101.5.